早晨好。
Now we are come to the fourth Sunday of the month.
我们今天是第四个主日。
We will use an English sermon.
我们今天是传英文，用英文来传递信息。
Not because I like to speak in English or I have a good English.
并不是因为我喜欢用英语。
But we are consider for the next generation.
因为我们是考虑到我们的下一代讲英文的这一代人。
Or maybe you feel like English is a better way. You can receive the Lord's message.
或者说你用英文更容易接受这个神的信息。
So bear with me. When we use the Chinese or either you use the Chinese or English, may the Lord's message will not disturb or discomfort.
请原谅我，不管是用英文还是用中文，希望这个神的话语不要被折扣，都能顺利的传达到你的心中。
Can we spend 30 seconds to say hello to your neighbors?
我们好不好花三十？花三十。
We don't have a lunch here, so we just say hello now. Okay, let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
主慈爱的天父，
This is so joyful we can come before you.
我们真是喜乐，我们能够来到你的近前。
You gather all those here, you have your own purpose.
你聚集我们这一些在这里，你有你自己的美意。
May today we can see the Christ.
让我们今天我们能看到你自己。
And we can see the glory of God.
我们能看到你的荣耀。
And also we can experience Christ as our grace and power.
让我们也能够经历你自己的这个能力和荣耀。
Through Apostle Paul's letter.
通过这个使徒保罗的这个书信。
He can speak to each one of us.
你请你对我们每个人说话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Now we are approaching toward the end of Second Corinthians.
我们现在已经学习到近结尾第二这个格林多后书的结末了。
We know this year we try to focus on Second Corinthians for the entire year.
今年我们想用我们整个的一年来重点来学来阅读这个哥林多后书。
Especially we are focused on our theme, which is the aroma of Christ.
特别是我们今年的主题，我们是基督的香气，馨香。
I'm not the only speaker here.
我不仅仅是一个讲话的人。
Through all the brothers, it seems that we all focus on this major topic.
不光是通过我自己，而是经过我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们都在注意力集中在今年这个话题上。
Hopefully we can all understand what the Lord He tried to speak to all His people and all the churches.
我们希望通过这个对这个话题的学习，我们真正能够理解我们的神在给我们讲，给我们的教会，给我们每个人在传达什么信息。
Especially through Paul's very unusual experience.
特别是经过这个使徒保罗他特别的经历。
Here are a couple of verses I'd like you to read with me.
我们一起来读几个经节。
We already read this one. Can we read again?
我们读过了，我们可以再读一遍吗？
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.Therefore, I will boast all the more glad about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That's from 2 Corinthians 12:9.
这是哥林多后书十二章第九节。
Another verse I would like you to read with me, which is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, second half of 3 and 4.
下一个我们一起来阅读，就是《格林多后书》第十三章第三节的后半句和第四节。
He is not weak in dealing with you, but it's hard for them among you. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, but he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power, we will live with him to serve
him.
Who is he and him talking about here?
他和他是谁?
Jesus, yes. Somebody say Jesus. Yes.
是耶稣.
All right, so we'll focus on these two verses. Now we'd like to review what Apostle Paul has written this letter. We know he has spent a lot of Well, right now we have chapters. In the first time in the letter he wrote, I don't think he marked it as chapters or verses.
他本来写的时候，他没有标记是哪一章哪一节。
But he did mention a lot of major points.
但是他确实强调了很多的要点。
Do you remember he mentioned about in chapter 1, he said he is commissioned by God?
你记不记得他讲的第一个要点，他是神的使者。
And also he said, I spoke truthfully.
另外他说他在讲真话。
And also he said, act in holiness.
另外他说是带着圣灵圣洁。
Sincerity.
真实。
And depends on God alone.
另外就只单单仰望依靠神。
And also he mentioned about he had God's Holy Spirit.
另外他有这个来自神的这个圣灵。
And he mentioned about he loved the Corinthian believers.
另外他说他喜欢哥林多的这个信徒们。
And he also said he spoke with Christ's power.
另外他说他用这个基督的带着基督的能力在讲话。
And he lived as an example for all the believers.
他自己是活出了一个为这所有的信耶稣基督的做了一个榜样。
And when he get into chapter 4, he also mentioned about he did not lose heart.
另外我们看到第四章的时候，他并没有失去信心。
Even though some believers thought he was kind of he criticized him, he didn't do according to what he said.
我们都知道到第四章有一些在哥林多有一些教会在批评他所做他所说的。
He said he's come to visit us, but he canceled the trip.
他本来打算去访问他们，但是他不得不取消了这个访问。
Also, he said he taught the Bible with integrity.
他说这个圣经是完整的。
And he had Christ as the center of his message.
就是对这些这个罪人所传的这些信息。
Also in chapter 4, he mentioned about he endures persecution as he taught the good news.
另外在第四章呢，他说他为了传这些好的信息，他要忍耐一些折磨磨难。
When you get into the chapter 5, he mentioned about he was Christ's ambassador.
到第五章的时候，他讲到他是这个基督的使徒使者。
In chapter 6, he also mentioned about he's going to live a life as an example for other believers.
因为到第六章的时候讲到，他要活出一个为别的信徒们活出一个榜样。
And he was truthful and filled with God's power.
他呢非常的真实，被圣灵的能力所充满。
He stood true before God from very first toward the end.
他呢
or always.
是从头。 自始至终，始终是能够站立在神的面前。
Chapter 10, he also mentioned about he used God's weapons.
到第十章的时候讲到了他在使用神所赐给的武器。
Not his own for God's word.
他都是讲的神的话语。
And chapter 10 also said he was confident that he belonged to the Christ.
在第十章的时候他还提到，就是他很坚信他是神的忠实的信徒。
And he also said he would boast not in himself, but in the Lord.
他另外说他不是为自己而自夸，而是为了这个神的缘故而夸耀。
And very recently we mentioned about chapter 11, he endured pain and danger as he fulfilled God's calling.
最近我们学习了第十一章，他人 忍受了很大的苦难，为了传播这神的话语。
All of this, and why in chapter 12 he say, "I'm weak, I have a thorn in my flesh."
他写了这么多以后，为什么回到了末了第十二章时，他说我是软弱的？
According to all he wrote, it seems that he is very strong. He is a good example of all believers.
根据他所写过的，他所活过的，经历过的，他应该说他是一个很强的人。为什么他要说他软弱呢？
And he followed Christ. He is an ambassador of Christ. He spread the aroma of Christ. How come to the end of the letter he said, "I'm weak"?
他传播这个基督的香气，他也是传播他的福音。那为什么到了最后他说他我是软弱的呢？
Especially he mentioned about there's a thorn.
特别他讲到了有一个刺在他的肉体里边。
Yes, in his flesh.
在肉体里面。
Somebody say, well, the thorn maybe is about his eyesight, the problem of his eyesight.
有人说这个刺也许是他的视力。
So that's why in the other letter, Galatians, he mentioned about, see, my letter, I wrote so big because the problem of my eyesight.
因为有人也说在他有在一封书现在写的字非常大，所以推断他的视力不好。
Or maybe he has some other problem, a physical problem.
或者他有其他的身体上的健康上的原因。
And he prayed three times. He wanted the Lord, he pleaded three times, say, Lord, please take away this thorn.
他曾经祷告求神三次，让神把他的刺给拿走。
But Lord did not remove it.
但是呢，我们的神没有把他的刺拿走。
On the contrary, the Lord say, "My grace is sufficient."
相反，我们的神说，我的恩典足够你用。
And my power is will make you perfect.
我的能力能够让你变得完全。
So he always carry on the thorn.
他总是身上带着那颗刺。
Thorn is not let you feel comfortable at all.
这个刺呢，不会让他觉得舒服，也不会让我们人觉得舒服。
The other day I was working in a yard.
曾经有一天我在我的后院做工。
There's a little thorn got into my nail.
有一个小刺扎在我的指甲的下边。
I had to quit all the work. I need to get that thorn out.
我不得不停下所有的手头的工作，要把那个刺也得挑出来。
But think about it, if this thorn is always in your body,
那考虑一下，如果身上总是带着一颗刺，
probably you cannot sleep well.
也可能你不会讲得很好，说话不会很好。
睡不好。
哦，我可能会睡不好。
And you cannot do your things, you cannot concentrate to your work.
你也不能注意力集中在你所做的事情。
You always look at your fingers and say, oh, wow, here, how to get this out?
你总是在看那颗刺，我怎么能把它拿出来呢？
Paul had that kind of thorn.
那个保罗有这么一颗刺在身上。
But Lord said, "I will keep that thorn in your flesh."
但神说呢，你这个刺呢会留在你身内。
My grace is sufficient.
我的恩典够你用。
My power will make you perfect.
我的这个大能会让你变得完全。
Paul has received so much of a vision.
保罗呢又收到了很多的这个信心。
On the way to Damascus, the Lord has shown him so much.
对，这个神呢，在他的行程当中，就是给他显示了很多。
He showed him he is the Lord.
神显示给他，他是那位神。
Later on, he received the revelations.
后来呢，保罗就得救了。启示，受到了启示。
Chapter 12, verse 3-5, he mentioned about a man.
在这个第十二节的第三到第五节呢，他提到了
一个人。
一个人提到了一个人。Yeah.
And this man was taken to the third heaven.
这个人呢被提到了第三层天。
And seeing a lot of things that we didn't see on earth.
能看到。地球上的我们所看不到的景象
，and heard a lot of inexpressible word，
能听到一些我们听不到的一些话语。
Many believe that was him。
有好多人相信那可能是他。
No matter what, he already received a lot of visions and revelations。
无论如何，他能收到很多的这些信息。
In order for him to be humble， 让他能够谦卑下来。
让他能够谦卑下来。
Lord put a thorn in his flesh.
那神呢,
probably the thorn you have is something, maybe your physical, your wellness, maybe your illness.
这个刺呢,
and your thorn maybe is something is not physical, but your emotion.
但有些刺呢,也可能不一定是你身体上的,也可能是你心理上的刺。
And maybe it's a spiritual thorn.
也可能是你属灵中的刺。
And many times you feel like, I cannot go on. I cannot go on for this route.
好多的时候,可能你会感觉到,我真是不能继续了。
I cannot go to church anymore.
我不能,我再也不能去教会了。
I cannot serve him anymore.
我不能开始服侍了。And
I cannot speak for him anymore.
我不能再传神的话语。Because
the Lord has given me this thorn.
因为神呢给了我一颗刺。I
remember one real elderly, the brother.
我记得有一位年长的弟兄。He
has a Parkinson's disease.
他有那个巴金森氏。And
he's still speaking the word from the Bible.
他是还在传讲那个神的话语。
When he turned the Bible, he shook his hand, but he's still turning the Bible pages.
当他翻这个圣经的时候，他的手会不停地哆嗦，但他还是继续在翻这个。
When he wants to read, he needs reading glasses.
当他读的时候，需要放大镜。
I feel so sorry. He's kind of shaking. He doesn't know how to put it onto his face.
我感觉很同情他，因为他要把镜子戴上，另外哆嗦着拿着圣经。
But he's still faithfully preaching the gospel.
但是呢，他始终是坚信不渝的，带着信去传播他的话语。
The thorn seems to bother him at all.
这个他身上的刺。 好像对他没有任何的干扰。
If you say you have a thorn, you know there's a crown of thorns on Jesus' head.
你知道我们谈到刺的时候，我们记不记得神这个我们主耶稣头上戴了一个带刺的冠冕？
Thorns, not only one.
那是很多刺，不是一颗。
There's a Roman soldier. He put this crown of thorns on the Jesus' head.
是罗马这些士兵，就是惩罚他的士兵，带鞭的这个带刺的冠冕戴在他的头上。Right
before his crucifixion.
那是在钉他十字架之前的事。Has
he done something wrong?
我们的主耶稣做错什么事了吗？
Not at all.
完全没有。Because
of you and me.
因为你和我的错。All
the sins he bear that on the cross.
因为我们的罪，他带着替我们代替我们的罪上了十字架。
He only not have one thorn, he has several thorns become a crown put it on his head.
他不仅仅是带了一颗刺，他带了很多的刺在那个冠冕上。
That's from Matthew chapter 27 verse 29.
那是从那个马太福音第27章29节。
The Roman soldier twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head.
用荆棘编做冠冕戴在他头上
right before he went on to the cross.
那是在钉他十字架之前的事情。
Okay, let's ponder this God's sufficient grace.
那下面我们再一起来学习神够用的恩典。
Okay, let's go to Romans chapter 3. I'd like you to read three verses.
我们到这个 这个哥林多后书第三章，罗马书第三章，我们读三个经节。
If you don't have a Bible beside you,
如果你手头没有圣经的话，
I already printed out, projected wall.
我已经打在这个字幕上了。
Okay, let's all read together.
我们一起用中文，英文一起阅读。
For all have sinned,
因为是人都犯了罪,
and fall short of the glory of God,
欠缺了神的荣耀,
and are justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that came from presenting Him by atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice. We all have sinned.
我们都有罪。
Fall short of the
就是显明神的意。
But there is a grace waiting for you.
但是呢，神有恩典在等待我们。
Through His blood.
通过他的宝血。
The blood of Jesus Christ.
这个通过这个耶稣基督的宝血。
He is the Son of God.
但是他是神的儿子。
This grace can save you.
这个恩典呢，可以拯救我们。
No matter how worse situation you were in the past.
不管我们过去的情形有多么的糟糕,
no matter how good you were,
或者说不管我们过去有多好,
we all short of God's glory.
那我们都能显现神的恩典。
This sufficient grace can save you.
这个神的这个足够的恩典能够拯救,
can cover you.
能够遮盖。
This is a redemptive love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神救赎的爱, 通过他的宝血。
The robber was also nailed beside Jesus, 强盗。
这强盗, 他们被钉十字架的时候左右各有一个强盗钉着他两边。
One mocked him.
有一个,
讥笑他。 And the other one received him.
另一个呢, 接受了他。
And Jesus talked to the one receiving and said, tonight, today, you will be with me in the paradise.
耶稣对接受他的那个说,今天晚上你就跟我一起在天国。
This is a robber, this is a criminal.
他们都是强盗,都是罪犯。
The last breath, he was willing to receive the Lord.
就是最后的,他们最后在咽气之前,他决定接受主耶稣。
God's sufficient grace saved this robber.
就是神足够的恩典拯救了那个接受他的那个坏人。
For those of you, you're still seeking.
你们这些还有在追求他的。
I hope you can receive this grace as early as possible.
我希望你们能接受到他,越早越好。
I remember this month we have a brother baptized, and he came to the front and he did a testimony.
我记得在月初的时候有一个弟兄得救了,他来到台前来做见证。
First word he said is 30 years.
第一句话他讲的是30年了。
Ever since I heard the gospel.
我听到福音有30年了。
That's a long time, 30 years.
30年是一个很长的时间。
We don't have to wait that long.
我们不需要等30年。
We can receive the grace, this sufficient grace today.
我们可以就在今天能接受他的恩典。
And right now.
就是现在。
If you had that kind of urgent heart.
你有这种急迫切的心吗?
You can have this sufficient grace today.
如果你有这个迫切的心,
你就可以在今天得到恩典。通过我们的耶稣基督。 In him, there is a redemptive love.
在他里边有一个救赎的爱。
His blood can wash away your sins.
他的宝血可以洁净我们的罪。
You can be his children too.
你也可以做他的儿女。
He can save you.
他可以拯救。
This grace is only in our Lord Jesus.
这个宝血只是来自我们的这个耶稣基督。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路。
Therefore, the Bible says, He is the way, the truth, and what?
所以呢, 圣经说, 祂是道路, 是生命,
and the life, yes.
是生命。
Only through Him we can go to our Heavenly Father.
唯有经过祂才能见天父。
We praise the Lord. For those of you, you already received the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢主, 对我们在座的, 已经接受了主耶稣了。
For those of you still seeking,
但还有一些还在继续追求呢。
This is the day of salvation.
今天呢,就是得拯救的这一天。
This is the day you can receive this grace.
今天呢,你可以接受到他的恩典。
We thank the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
It looks like it's blocked out.
屏幕黑掉。
Okay. That's all right. I already prepared for that.
我已经准备好了，准备了这个技术故障。
Overheat. Okay.
是过热导致的技术故障。
Okay. All right. So we'll cool down. Let it cool down a little bit.
它冷却了就会回来了。
Okay. The third one, we can go to the Bible. We always have the Bible with us.
第三个话题，我们翻开圣经。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the second half.
我们翻开《哥林多后书》第十二章第九节的第二部分。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Interesting. It's in weakness.
很有趣, 为什么在软弱上显得完全?
It's not on your strength or on your glory they were added, but in the weakness.
这个能力不是加添在我们已经存在的能力上, 而是说在我们的软弱上彰显。
Especially when you continue to read, you will see toward the end of chapter verse 9, it will say, Christ's power may rest on me.
要再继续往下读的话呢，我们就会看到这个基督的能力呢会覆庇我。
Do you remember that hymn we just sing, resting on His power?
刚才记不记得我们刚唱的诗歌，让他的能力来覆庇我。
Rest on, this is a very special word.
覆庇是一个很特殊的这么一个词。
In Greek, original meaning.
在希腊语文里边，它原始的意思是。
It's been there is a tent and will be tabernacle upon.
有这么一个棚子，用作为这个帐幕、会幕的一个棚子。
God's power is going to reside in you.
神的能力呢，会住在这当中。
God's power is going to live in you.
神的这个能力呢，会存在你当中。
He did not say, "I'm going to remove all the thorns you have."
神从来没有说过，他要把所有的刺都给我们拿走。
But He did say, "My power will overshadow you."
但是他说，我的能力能够遮蔽我们。
And that will be sufficient for you to go over all this difficulty.
他的这个能力又足够我们去克服所有这些困难。
Especially, we can see the Paul's writings.
特别我们通过这个保罗的这个书信这写作当中。
He said he has went through so many distress.
他说经历了很多的这些困苦，这些
difficulties,
这些艰难
hardships,
这些困苦，急难
persecutions,
还有凌辱
insults.
还有一些,
so all this has been mentioned in his letter. God didn't talk to the Paul and say, well, if you serve me, you will be very smooth in all your life. You will have no difficulties, no danger, no persecution. God did not promise that.
神没有说你要这样服侍的话，你的这个所有的这个过程都会是平稳的，没有不会经历这些一切的事情都会很顺利，从来没有说过。
But God did promise something.
但是我们的神确实承诺给他。
My grace is sufficient.
神的恩典足够你用。
My power is going to rest on me.
神说我的能力将覆庇你。
Overshadow you.
能够遮盖你。
This word, just like in John chapter 1, verse 14.
这个就像约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And here mentioned about the grace and truth is going, is coming, is tabernacle upon man.
这讲到了就是这个真理。约翰福音一章十四节。
Here talking about God, He liked the tabernacle among people.
神呢说他会有这个帐幕在，用帐幕来遮蔽人。
He liked to dwell with the man. 还是要跟人同住。
他要跟人一起来同住。
Even though we can continue to read all the way through a Revelation. Over there, He also mentioned about He would like to dwell among His people.
即使我们读整个读遍这所有这个启示录整本书，我们也看到神愿意就住在我们当中。So
this power is going to overshadow you.
所以神的能力会永远的在庇护庇我们。Will
rest on you.
会就是来覆盖我们。Praise
the Lord.
让我们赞美我们的神。Without
this power, we cannot go through all this persecution, difficulties, and insults, and all the distresses.
如果没有神的大能，不可能经历，不可能能够承担这么多的艰难困苦。
But in Him, yes, it is possible.
但因着他的大能，我们就说 他能够克服这所有的一切。
If we continue to read verse 10 of chapter 12.
让我们再读一下这个哥林多后书第12章的第10节。
That is why for Christ's sake I delight in weaknesses.
我为基督缘故，即软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦，为可喜乐的。
Okay. And in insult and hardships and persecution and difficulties, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
Okay. 就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐，因为因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Do you see the first part? He say for Christ's sake.
我们看的第一部分，他讲到了一些困苦。
For Christ's sake.
为了这个基督的缘故。
Yes, for Christ's sake, he can be strong because he is in his witness. He can experience God's power.
为了基督的缘故，是的，他能够感受到这个耶稣的这个大能。
He used a delight this word.
他用了这个喜乐这个词，可喜乐的。
This word exactly. Use the same words in Matthew. Do you remember when Jesus just got baptized? He got out of the water, heaven opened, and there's a voice from above.
这个词呢，是我们在马太福音，当耶稣在那个河里受洗的时候，天开了，就是从天上传来一个声音，就用的是这个词。
This is my beloved Son, and I'm well pleased.
这是我喜悦的儿子，是我为。
Well pleased.
喜悦。喜悦。
This is the exact word that Paul used right here, delight.
这个delight这个词呢，就是可喜乐的，就是在这儿，是保罗在使用的就是这个词。
Or we can take it as a take pleasure.
同样的意思。
Why did Paul want to say he delighted? In all the situations.
为什么保罗经历了这么多的困苦，他还要用可喜乐这个词呢？
Because he experienced God's sufficient grace.
因为他经历了神足够用的恩典。
Because he experienced all this the God's power in him.
因为他经历了神这所有的这些能力在他的身上来覆庇他。
God's power is going to tabernacle upon him.
神的这些大能是能够庇护他。
It's not going to leave him.
不是说不会离开他。不会离开他。
Therefore, he can serve him boldly.
所以呢，他可以大胆的来服侍他。
He can continue to serve him.
他可以继续的不停顿的来服侍他。
God did not take away all these difficulties from Paul.
神没有把所有的这些困苦从保罗的身上拿走。
But let this thorn in his flesh.
他把这个刺留在他的体内。
I'm going to tell you two missionary stories.
我们讲两个这个传道人的故事。
First one, his name is called Robert Morrison.
第一个人的名字叫罗伯特·摩瑞逊。
I think probably a lot of you heard about this Robert Morrison before.
可能好多人听到过这个罗伯特的这个名字，他的故事。
He served in China for 27 years.
他在中国呢服侍了传道有27年。
Probably you can say in 18th century he was the very first Western missionary in China.
他可能是18世纪第一个到中国去的传道，外国传道人。
And he has done a lot of things in China.
他在中国做了很多的事情。
He translated the entire Bible in Chinese language.
他把圣经翻译成中文。
And he established a college.
他在那建了一个学院。
He preached a gospel to Chinese.
他呢在中国在传神的福音。
So you think, wow, this person must be greatly blessed by God and he doesn't have any problem in China and everything is very smooth.
也许我们想他在中国，他因为受了神的恩典，所以他在中国一切会非常的顺利。
No.
其实不然。
Lord put a thorn in this person.
神呢也在他的身上放了一颗刺。
This thorn is loneliness.
这颗刺呢就是他的孤独。
In 27 years,
在这27年当中，
his close friend or his wife passed away.
在这27年当中，他最近亲密的朋友和他的妻子都去世了。
去世了。In the midst of his wife passed away, his best friend also died in the same year.
在他太太去世的那年，他的最好的朋友也去世了。
In his letter he wrote home,
当他写了一封信给家里，
he mentioned about this,
他提到了这些事。
He said, I feel so lonely and desolate.
他说到这个，我感到很孤独，很无奈。
I've been 15 years in this country.
我已经写信的时候，我在中国已经15年了。
And half of the years, I'm quite alone.
在这半年当中，始终是感到很孤独。
But God used my weaknesses.
但是呢，神使用我的软弱。
I will continue to serve Him in China.
我要继续在中国来服侍他。
I'm not going to give up.
我不会放弃。
Although I have a thorn, which is the loneliness.
虽然我也有一颗这个孤独的这么一颗刺在我身上。
Another loneliness is, 27 years he preached the gospel, only 10 Chinese got baptized.
在这还有一个就是让他感到孤独的无奈的，就是在这27年当中只有10个中国人得救。
Think about it, 27, that's a long year. Only 10 people got converted.
想一下27年是很长的时间，只有区区的10个人得救。
But nevertheless, he was the very first missionary to open the door in China.
但是无论如何，他是在中国这个给为神的话语而开门的第一个人。
He set the path.For so many missionaries go to China later on.
他建立这么一个通道，然后后来就有许多的这个国外的传道人来到中国。
He died when he was 52.
他去世那年，被主接走那年只有52岁。
After his wife and good friend died, he continued to serve 12 years.
当他的太太和朋友去世之后呢，他又继续服侍了12年。
He died in Chinese resident.
他以中国公民的身份去。
中国的居所。
居所啊，他死在中，去世在中国的居所被接走。
In the arms of his son.
死在他儿子的这个怀抱当中，胳膊当中。
He is a faithful servant.
他是一个非常有信心的。
Even though he carried a thorn.
虽然他带了一颗刺。
But he experienced God's sufficient power.
但是他经历了神足够的大能。
And grace.
和恩典。
Second mission I'd like to mention.
第二个传道人，我今天要跟大家分享的是。
Oh, thank the Lord is back. David Brainard.
是大卫。
Probably you say, who is this person? Brainard.
这是谁呢？
I never heard about this one.
我可能没听说这个名字。
He was the orphan who dedicated himself fully to Jesus Christ.At age 21.
他是一个孤儿，他把自己就是把自己奉献给神，从他21岁开始。
He was very smart student.
他是一个很聪明的学生。
He enrolled in the Yale University.
他被耶鲁大学录取。
But the Lord put a thorn in this person.
但是呢，神也在他的身上放了一颗刺。
He was expelled from school because he criticized his tutor.
因为他被学校给赶出去，因为他批评他的助教。
Nowadays, probably just a tutor, not professor. Why he got expelled?
那今天可能觉得很奇怪，为什么他批评只是一个助教，而不是教授被赶出去呢？
But the Lord put a thorn in this person.
但是呢，神通过这件事情放一个刺在他身上。
He reapplied to school.
他又重新申请了学校。
He got rejected.
他但是呢，他被拒绝了。
He feel like shame and feel like hopeless.
他感到非常的羞辱，并且无助、无望。
But during this time, the Lord helping to develop a burden for the Native American.
但是呢, 在这期间呢, 神也通过他软弱的这个期限, 让他, 有一个负担, 要去服侍这个土著的美国人。
Especially in North England area.
特别是在北英格兰, 北英格兰这个地区。
So he preached the gospel to this Native American and found out their needs, tried to help them.
所以到这个地区以后, 他就帮助传播神的话语。
And he worked so sacrificially and worked so hard, he really warmed himself out.
他在那儿做得非常的辛苦, 非常用功在做, 他自己非常的疲惫。
Later on, he developed the TB disease, and he died at his age of 29.
TB.
Age 29. He always carried a thorn as. Got expelled from Yale University, and then he tried to reapply, but they reject him. So he seems that all his life just feel like he's got rejection in his life.
Yeah, 看起来他的一生当中始终是带着这颗刺被拒绝，被弃绝。
But do you know this person influenced how many people?
那你知道吗？这个人他让多少人得救吗？接触过多少人？
First one. It's called Jonathan Edwards.
那我们讲到通过他
Jonathan Edwards.
是加勒特爱德华。
He was so deeply moved by Brenner's life.
他被大卫的生平所深深的感动。
His life, his passion was stirred.
他的热情，他的激情被激发出来。His
prayer life was deepened.
他的这个生命被更深化了。And
his ministry was inflamed.
他的这个服侍，这个传道就被热情被点燃了。Do
you know this person led the Great Awakening in the United States?
你知道这个人吗？他是Great就是大苏醒，大复兴。 大复兴。
Just because of Berna's life or Berna's writings and he read it and stirred up this person and created a great awakening in the United States.
就是因为上面这个大卫他的这个生平呢而激起了这个爱德华他的热情所以呢他就来自这个大苏醒
This is a little thorn
只是这么一颗刺
of rejection
和被拒绝。
This person also influenced the other person in England.
下面这个人也是在大卫在英格兰的时候他所传道的这个人。
A man named William Carey.
那这个人叫威廉姆 Carey.
He also read a Brenner's story and dedicated himself to go to India.
他也是读了这个上面这个大卫的这个生平，而他到了印度。He
launched a modern missionary movement. He launched a modern ministry.他开始了现代宣道的开始。Not only that,
还没完。
Another person called Henry Martin.
另一个人呢叫亨利马丁。
He also read the life of Brenner and devoted himself to the career of missionary.
他也读了大卫的这个生平，他把自己呢奉献给了这个传道，传播福音。This
is only a little thorn in Bernard's.
这只是在这个大卫伯纳的身上的这么一颗小刺。In
the fact that these three people.
但是通过这个刺，我们看到他激发了下面的三个人。
Not only that, another one in Scotland, Robert Murray, McChinney.
还有另一个人叫罗伯特, Murray, 还叫McChinney.
He also read a story of Bernard. And his prayer and sermon brought national revival in England, in Scotland.
然后呢，他在苏格兰带来这个复兴，把全国的这种信仰上的复兴。
Yeah. Robert Murray. Mm-hmm. Another one.
还有。
His name is all Robert. That's my name. Robert Moffat and David Livingston.
另外一个还叫罗伯特，还有大卫。
They also read a Barnard story.
他们也读了大卫的生平。
And they were so moved, they devoted themselves to live in Africa as a missionary.
他们非常被他的生平所感动，他们在非洲在传道。
Another person probably you heard about his story because of his more contemporary person, Jim Elliot.
这个是更近代的一个人，叫吉姆·艾利奥特。
Jim also read the Barnard story.
他也读了大卫的。
And was compelled to try to reach the Oka Indians of Ecuador.
他就激发了他的热情，他到那个 Ecuador 这个地方去为当地的这些印第安人传道。
But probably you know he martyred because he was killed by those Indians.
大家都知道，可能他被杀死了在那边。
That was the message I get probably 3 years ago. I used this as an example.
我3年以前用过这个信息，用过这个故事。
This little thorn can carry a long way.
这个小刺呢，可以带很久。
Don't feel like you're loneliness.
不要感到你孤独。
Don't feel like you got rejected.
不要感到你被拒绝。
God has a sufficient grace.
我们的神呢，有足够用的恩典。
God has the power can make perfect.
神有足够的能力让我们变得软弱的人变得完全。
Do you think God forgot Brenner?
你觉得这个神忘记了Brenner?
No, God did not forget about him.
但神没有忘记他，没有忽视他。
Today, if you had a chance, you go to a Yale University.
如果今天你有机会，你去那个耶鲁大学的话。
You go to the Divinity School.
你去那个 Divinity School.
神学。 There's a window building. It's called Barnard, named after him.
那有一个窗子建的。不是，有一边的建筑物就是用他的名字在命名。
This was the building or the only building Yale University on campus named after the student who was expelled.
这是耶鲁唯一的一个用被他们开除的学生的名字命名的一个建筑物。
He did not get a degree there.
他没有得到学位。
He was expelled.
他被驱逐出去了。
This is a thorn in his life.
这是他生命中的一个。
He wanted to go back to school.
他曾经想过回到学校。
What did he do?
他们学校做什么了呢?
Probably he just criticized the tutor only.
他做什么? 只是批评了他的这个助教。
My Lord used the thorn to do a lot of things.
但是呢, 神用这个刺, 在他软弱的身上做了很多的工。
Interesting, through the history, God used a lot of people, they are in their weaknesses.
但是我们看到神使用了许多有刺的人，软弱的人。
In order to show God his power.
而通过这些软弱的人来彰显神的大能。
I'd like to conclude today's message.
让我们一起来结论今天我们的信息。
I will ask you 4 challenging questions.
我问你几个这个。
First one, what is the thorn in my flesh?
第一个问题是，我身体的什么是我身体当中的一颗刺呢?
I cannot speak good Chinese.
我不能讲中文.
I cannot speak good English.
我不能讲好的英文.
So I'm kind of ashamed to say anything about gospel.
也许我因为这些障碍，我为传福音，我会感到羞辱。
Or maybe other reasons, you know.
We all have a thorn.
Second question I'm going to ask you.
第二个问题问你。
Do I know and receive God's sufficient grace through Jesus Christ already?
是否我认识也接受了神在耶稣基督够用的恩典呢?
If you haven't received it, I urge you to receive it as soon as possible.
如果你还没有得到, 我今天在这儿就让激励你尽快地去得到这个恩典。
This grace is ready for you.
这个恩典就在那里, 在等待你。
It's free.
那是免费的。
I remember one time I went to preach the gospel and the question is how much I need to pay.
曾经我有一次去讲道，有一个我收到一个问题，就是我要付多少为得到这个恩典。
I almost tell them this is going to be a priceless.
我当时想讲这个是无价的。
You cannot afford it, even though I know you are very rich.
你虽然很富，但是我觉得你付不起这个价钱。
This is free, freely. The grace is freely gift.
这是一个免费的一个礼物。
The third one.
第三个问题。
Do I experience the power of Christ overshadowing my witnesses?
我是否经历了到基督的能力覆庇了我的软弱呢？
Yes, we all have weaknesses.
是的，我们每个人都有我们的软弱。
But we need to experience this overshadowing power.
但是呢，我们需要经历这个神的能力来覆庇我们的这个经历。
Let His power rest on us.
让他的经历能够住在我们当中，这个大能住在我们当中来覆庇我们。
Reside in us.
住在我们里边。
So we can overcome all our weaknesses.
所以我们可以克服所有我们身上的软弱。
The last one.
最后第四个问题,
Can we be well content in the midst of sufferings on behalf of Christ?
我们能为基督受苦而喜乐吗?
A lot of things very discourages.
我们会经历很多的事情，非常让我们沮丧。
Especially when we do the serving.
特别是当我们在服事当中。
Or preach the gospel.
或者我们在传福音当中。
But can we be well content?
我们能够喜乐吗?
Delight.
高兴。
Take pleasure.
喜乐。
Just like the Bible say.
就像圣经上说的。
Just like Paul mentioned about his delight in his difficulties, insults, hardships, persecutions, and so on.
就像像保罗写到的，他因为他的软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦，为可喜乐的。
If we are in that situation, great, this is a wonderful time. We can experience God's power overshadow us.
如果我们正在经历这些苦难, 这是最好的时机, 我们让神的大能在我们身上彰显。
Maybe He will let the thorns still remain in our flesh.
也许我们的神会让这颗刺继续留在我们的身上。
But He can use it.
但是呢, 祂可以使用。
Just like Robert Morrison,
就像刚才我们讲的这个罗伯特,
David, Brenner,
大卫, Brenner,
God can use it.
神可以使用他。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
Yes, we are all weak.
是的, 我们都是软弱的。
We all need this grace.
我们都需要你的恩典。
And we all need your power.
我们都需要你的大能。
Help us to know this grace and power is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
帮助我们让你的恩典和大能通过你自己来彰显。We
can have it.
我们可以得着。
Maybe you did not take away our thorn.
也许你没有把我们身上的刺拿走。
But you want us to experience Christ is our grace and our power.
但是呢，你是想让我们经历你这个基督的大能和恩典。
For Christ's sake, this thorn maybe is hurting us every day.
为了基督缘故，这个刺可能每天让我们得着感到痛。
But you can use it.
但是呢，你可以使用它。
For your kingdom's sake.
为了你天国的这个缘故。
For your gospel's sake.
为了你福音的缘故。
But thank you for you have teaching us this wonderful way to express the aroma of Christ.
我们感谢你教给我们这一宝贵的功课。
This, when we spread our aroma of Christ, it's through our witnesses.
但求你使用我们，让我们的软弱当中
So let the people see you are the one giving all this grace, giving all this power.
让我们都来说, 主, 你是那唯一的, 把所有这些恩典和大能所给我们的。
They will also give all the glory to you.
让我们把所有的赞美和荣耀都归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. His grace is sufficient for you and for me.
他的恩典足够你和我使用。